Brother Gregory, in the book of Matthew, Jesus Christ mentioned that the kingdom of God was at hand, and that we should first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What on earth was He talking about, and am I not in the kingdom already when I go to church on Sunday?
Well, the kingdom of God was Israel, a different form of government. They operated entirely by free will offerings. You tithed to your Levite, who was the church in the wilderness. He took care of the needy of your society. He took care of many of the government services that people now look to governments who exercise authority to provide. What God intended was that you be king in your own home, and you gather together in these free assemblies, free will offerings, tithe to the ministers of your government who could not exercise authority, but you tithe to them according to their service. So the nation was driven by the Spirit that dwelled in the hearts of the people. But the people rejected God, that He should not reign over them. And how did He reign over them? In their hearts and minds. And they decided they wanted to have a king, a central government like everybody else. And they created a government that takes and takes and takes and takes and takes. And they changed as a people. But they were still the kingdom of God, but they weren't bearing fruit because they kept going back to these ways of force. And until John the Baptist, people were trying to establish the kingdom of God by force, by forcing the contributions of the people. And then along comes Jesus, who was the highest son of David and the rightful king and rightful heir. And thousands upon thousands of Jews accepted Him as king, got His baptism, were cast out at Pentecost, and were the kingdom of God. Jesus even says in Matthew 21:43, "Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth fruits thereof." And that's what He did to His little flock. He said, "It will be my good pleasure to appoint unto you a kingdom." Later we see Him instructing the apostles, "You are not to be like the governments, the princes, the rulers of the Gentiles who exercise authority one over the other, but call themselves benefactors. They say that we're going to give you benefits, but those benefits only come at the expense of your neighbor," which is back to that coveting your neighbor's goods. "Through covetous practices, you will curse your children. You will become a surety of debt." What nation on earth does not do that? Because the church is not taking care of the needy of society through faith, hope, and charity. Even the early church says, I quote Jerome, right out of the first few centuries of the church, Jerome says, "Bishops and presbyters and deacons occupy in the church the same position as those which were occupied by Aaron and his sons and the Levites in the temple." That was well known. It's only been in the 1800s and with dispensationalism and with the creation of this nation in the Middle East that calls itself Israel, which has a lot of good people in it, I'm sure, it doesn't run its government like Moses said to run the government. Most of the modern Christians take care of most of their needs through governments that they create that exercise authority one over the other through forced contributions. Now, in order to seek that kingdom of God and His righteousness, which the modern church has stopped doing, they think it's somewhere you go after you die, yet Christ is clear to say that the kingdom of God is for the living, not for the dead. He says, "I'm not going to drink or eat with you again until I do it in the kingdom." And then later we see Him, after He appoints the apostles to be the princes of the kingdom, but not exercise authority. The kingdom is a voluntary system that operates by that faith, hope, and charity again. And we've gotten away from that. And we have been deceived and we have been going in the wrong direction. But all we have to do is repent. All we have to do is turn around and go the other way. Come together in the character of Christ who came to serve. All we need to do is repent and seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Hi, this is Daniel. I am a contact minister for His Holy Church in South Africa. Christ commanded us to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Find out if seeking the kingdom is more than just going to church on Sunday. Join the Living Network and go to our Facebook page at Preparing South Africa for more information.